Jerry Bader Show, 1053. A couple of quick reminders. AFP has their It's Working Wisconsin effort going on. They have a big ad campaign they've just launched. They have events going on throughout the state. There's been one in Oconomowoc. There is one in Green Bay tomorrow night, Rock Garden. Doors open at 6. You can register at itsworkingwisconsin.com. I'm the featured speaker. Itsworkingwisconsin.com. There is one on, I believe it's the 11th. Well, it doesn't matter. It's in Stevens Point. I'm speaking at that one. You can also go to itsworkingwisconsin.com to register. Now, you can just show up at the door at either event, including tomorrow night at the Rock Garden. You can do that. That's fine. But they would ask that you register. They just want an idea of how many are going to be there. Itsworkingwisconsin.com. It's not working. But Michelle Obama wants to pretend it is working. That would be her stupid school lunch program. The fight intensified yesterday as First Lady Michelle Obama defended her signature school nutrition program during a meeting with school officials and decried efforts in Congress to allow schools to delay the program. Now is not the time to roll back everything we've worked for. And this I don't get. Caroline Porter at the Wall Street Journal refers to her as Ms. Obama. She's Mrs. Obama. Why would you? She's taken her husband's name. She's still married. She's Mrs. Obama. The nutritional rules, which Ms. Obama championed through the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act in 2010, increases the amount of fruits and vegetables in school meals, decrease sodium levels, and modify portion sizes, among other things. There have been massive complaints about portion size, one size fits all, big athletic kids getting as much as little kids. We've talked about that. Schools are saying this is just too expensive, and the kids are just throwing the fruit away, that you can't force them to eat something they don't want to eat. That a lot of this fruit is just getting tossed. And they have a hard time policing it. And the cost, which she denies, is just too expensive. And she doesn't want Congress to delay this. This is, again, big sister. Nope, this is what's best for you. And let me stress, this is what's best for you. Let's now turn our attention to a piece in townhall.com. Public school kids rebel against Michelle Obama's healthy lunches as first daughters get, wait till you hear this, Sidwell friends. Leah Barkalkas writing at townhall.com. You remember when we had the skimpy, stomach-turning school lunches under this program. Kids hated them. Well, Leah decided to check out the menu at Sidwell Friends, the hoity-toity school where most presidential kids go. This week, it's on the menu this week. Let's see. Chicken coconut soup, locally grown butternut squash soup, crusted tilapia. Jason's all good so far, but you haven't heard the best stuff yet. This week, meatball subs, barbecue wings, ice cream, chicken curry, deviled egg salad, and the intriguing chef's choice. By the way, Sidwell Friends has been rated the number one school lunch program in America. I'm shocked. I could eat the paper right now, that all sounds so good, on which it's printed. Yeah, because they get to eat. Yeah. Meatball subs, barbecue wings, ice cream. I don't know what to say about this anymore. House Republicans have a new bill that addresses the concerns schools have about the lunch program, such as its cost and restrictiveness. Naturally, the First Lady attacked the effort on Tuesday, calling it unacceptable. The nation is facing a health crisis, she insisted, and the last thing we can afford to do right now is play politics with kids' health. But you can afford to send your kids to a school where they get stuff other kids only dream about. Hey, you're hungry just thinking about it over there, aren't you? I am not a tilapia fan. You like tilapia? It's got a taste that I just can't quite... You do like tilapia. My wife and I must have weird taste buds then, because we don't like it. It just, It's got this taste that just doesn't work for us. Although I have, I will now. Having said that, I have had it prepared in restaurants where I did enjoy it. I can't make it work at home though. I think I would probably enjoy it the way it's prepared at Sidwell Friend. You bunch of flaming hippers! Time to go. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you? You.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.